Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me on the Abundology podcast. I'm talking to one of my favorite people, Deborah Norton, who is also my personal astrologer. And I cannot believe that here we are again. A whole 3 months has gone by because we get together every 3 months to talk about the astrology for the next quarter. And here we are again. I can't believe it's the equinox.
I know. And while this winter had its challenges, maybe I've just been so busy, like busy in here. Well, actually just busy, to be honest, because of your wonderful sale that threw me 20 or so readings that were amazing. And I had such a privilege and honor to work with your clients who I love and adore. Our clients, I guess. So I've been busy, which is great, but I feel really positive. I feel really excited about the astrology coming. It's intense, but it could be extremely exciting. So yeah, there's just I feel like I'm definitely, you know, vibrating faster.
Yeah, there's definitely something in the air right now.
Yeah, then I usually right now I'm like so tired of winter and so, but for me today I was like, yeah, the sun is shining at 65, but you know, it's like I didn't get the sads this year, which is awesome.
Good.
I know. So that's a win.
Yeah, a big win.
Yeah. So but yeah, I have been just, you know, I've had my head in the astrology deeply this year and so far, and I don't intend for that to stop because it is a really exciting astrological year now that we're getting into spring.
Yes.
Winter was a little bit, like I said before, it was like a lull before a lot is going to happen. So that's kind of where we sit today.
Okay, well, let's jump right into it. What do you want to start with? Maybe the equinox?
Dive right in. Yes. So March 19th, that kind of gets us going in this new, time of year, the equinox. You know, it's just time to start opening our windows and getting our windows cleaned. And I remember working at your house, Renee, and you had that beautiful room that was all walled glass. And you really inspired me when you had someone out there, like right at the beginning of spring, to wash all the windows. And so we would have just this crisp, beautiful view outside the forest, right outside your house. That was such a lovely time. That has always inspired me to always clean my windows now at the beginning of spring, because it really does kind of give you a lift and makes you realize that, you know, the bright days are coming. So
well, and spring is so pretty too. I want to be able to see everything blooming and, you know, all the trees budding out. I want to be able to see that through clean windows.
Yes. And it's the kind of thing that you can just kind of forget about. I know I did. I was just never on my radar. So yeah, that is a good so now this weekend, I would say it's a good time to get your windows cleaned or clean them yourself or however you do it. Because then things are going to just start to roll this spring with the lunar eclipse that starts off the eclipse season on March 25th. So we've all been hearing a lot, I think, in the collective social media scene about the April 8th total solar eclipse. That's another crazy total eclipse where, unlike what was for us, well, like it was for us a few years ago when we had it, now it's over on the East Coast and everybody is going to go crazy and show up and there's going to be traffic and, you know, it's just going to be exciting. And I find it thrilling that people get so excited about this.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, I spend most of my time with my head up there in the stars. And it's just so fun when people kind of get excited about, you know, these events, that it still catches our attention, that it still makes everyone stop and just think, wow, because it's a way of tampering with our reality. And it puts us right where we are in the solar system, on a tiny planet, you know, spinning, and where it just makes you very aware of where you are and where we sit in the universe. Because you actually get the, you know, we get used to the sun, the moon, but when they come together and the moon blocks out the sun, it's just this state of unreality that you all sit in. As anybody who sat through a total solar eclipse knows what I'm talking about, right? Would you agree?
It's kind of weird. It's almost, I would go to creepy, but I prefer weird because it's so cool. And I'm glad because we've had it now on the West Coast. I'm glad the people on the East Coast get it.
We were so fortunate. I just walked outside my house and went up to the highest spot in my neighborhood and sat there for 5 minutes with my husband and my child, and we just kind of danced around, and it was just eerie and weird. And but it's a very, very magical portal that can be leveraged spiritually, that can be very useful if you really, really set an intention behind the eclipses. And this is, available to us 4 to 6 times a year. We get very excited about these total viewable total eclipses, but we have 4 to 6 eclipses a year. So, and they always go in pairs. So the first is the lunar and then the solar. So the lunar eclipse is where the moon and the sun are opposite. So the sun right now is hanging out not now, then is in Aries. And so the moon will be opposite that in Libra. And it's kind of interesting, if you do ever happen to look at chart of the day, say on astro.com, it'll show you like a, the chart, and you'll see how we're in a clustered time right now where almost every single planet is clustered between, well, they every single planet is clustered between Aquarius and Taurus. But if you cut out Pluto and Aquarius, then everything is clustered between Pisces and Aries, and then we've got the Jupiter Uranus hanging out in Taurus. So it's just a lot of energy in one spot. And some people are born with these charts. My youngest child has a chart like this where everything's crammed into these three signs of Pisces, Aries, Taurus. So they were born in 1998. So anyone born around 1998 has this cluster, what I call a cluster chart. So that's all being revisited this year, for all those people. But the energy can feel a little strange because it's lots of concentrated energies, especially when it's in Pisces and Aries, because Pisces is like the end of things. It's the end of the story. It's the end of the hero's journey, where you reach enlightenment and have the perspective of the sage, or of the Buddha. That's the end of Pisces. Aries begins it all again from the breath of life, like a baby being born, starting its whole new journey again. So being straddling those two signs is a very strange feeling. And we are very, very much straddling those two signs, especially in this time and around the eclipse, which is March 25th. We're just moving slowly that way right now. So we've got Mars at zero Pisces, and we've got Saturn hanging out in Pisces, as it will for a while. Then we've also got Venus in Pisces. Neptune's been there for a while. And then we'll have the Sun, we'll have moved into Aries on the equinox. Then we got the nodes. See, this is the nodes are involved. So as I talk a lot about the nodes, when the nodes are involved, it takes on greater importance, because that's like the collective trajectory of this entire collective of souls that we are here. So it's big trajectory going on. Now that lined up with this Aries Libra eclipse, so that takes it to another level. So that means it can be leveraged by all of us on another level, which is awesome. So we've got Chiron also in Aries, and Mercury will still be in Aries, and Mercury in the middle of the eclipses will go retrograde. So this is crazy Aries stuff, with a little dip of Pisces. Well, not a little dip, a decent dip in Pisces. So anyway, it's weird. So we need to be thinking about the ending of cycles, but also the beginning of the new cycle. But you want to give each its moment. So let the lunar eclipse be, the winding down of the energy from the eclipses last year, and so that you can start fresh. And what I'm calling this eclipse, total solar eclipse in Aries, is a reboot.
Okay.
Reboot, meaning like turn it off. Did you turn it off, ma'am, and turn it back on? And what we hear from IT all the time, did you turn it off and then turn it back on? That's what's happening. And it is with the lights literally going out with this total eclipse and then coming back on. So that's how I'm looking at it. At the beginning of the zodiac in Aries with the nodes involved, like this is a reboot. And the energy, the Libra Aries axis is sometimes called the war and peace axis, because Aries is the warrior ruled by Mars, ready to fight for what it wants. And Libra is ruled by Venus. So we've got Mars and Venus, yin and yang, like heading off in this eclipse. And if you're really paying attention to the big game that's going on, we are in this wrestling match right now in the collective with yin and yang. Like yang vibe has been in power forever. That's patriarchy. Patriarchy just doesn't just refer to like the male head of the household. No, patriarchy refers to hierarchical power structures where power is over. Now we all know that we are in this tug of war between the energy of submission and the energy of aggression. And I believe myself and many other souls incarnated here for this reason alone, was to
Right.
try to bring the yin vibe into balance with the yang vibe. And traditionally, that's called masculine feminine. In deference to all the gender concerns that people have, I say yin yang, and I was taught that in my astrology school. So, but that's what we're referring to, I've met other souls, many other souls that I've had readings with recently. We self-identified that we were both have this mission. I mean, and when you meet someone who's lockstep with your like soul's mission, you just know it. You just know, oh yeah, we're in this together. We were on that train platform waiting to incarnate into this life now for the same purpose, which is to yin
Yin
it
it
up.
up. Well, I've noticed that too, here in Bozeman. I actually got messages from one of my client spirit guides about that, where, we're on top of the super volcano here, very similar energy to a Sedona or that sort of a Mount Shasta, that sort of a thing. But there are a lot of spiritual women in particular being drawn here for something that's going on and happening where we are. Holding some of the energy of the planet here. It's really cool.
Chills, I'm getting chills.
I
It's
know.
very exciting. And I'm going to say it again and again, to have worked with such powerful, amazing women this year. It's an, I'm going to say this a lot, but it changed me this year. Just being so
Oh.
inspired by the vision and that other women have that are all in our kind of age bracket, like Gen X mainly, but also, a little into the boomers too. Women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, I'll say, who are just certain that they're here to heal.
Yep.
Heal themselves and heal others. Like that, there's no question to them. I mean, that's incredible. I
It's
think we sometimes
incredible. And what's
forget
also
everything.
neat, yeah, it's neat that the healing comes in all different ways, where
Yes.
it could be like you doing chart readings and have us understanding why we're here. It could be me passing on healing messages to people. It could be nurses. I have one friend that heals the land of Yellowstone. It's
Oh, I
all,
love that.
it's real super cool.
And I met with women who want to do, menopausal time healing and physical nutrition healing. And, like it's all over the place, but it's always healing.
Yeah.
Like always. Am I wrong? I mean, I bet you've
No,
seen
you're
that
right
too.
on. You're right on. You're right
And I
on.
think that we could get almost used to that because we live in this bubble, but that's incredible.
It really is.
I don't think that Like my mom's generation was not to take anything away from them, but they weren't all collectively talking about healing the universe, healing collective wounds of humanity. Were they?
Well, or even they weren't, and even the fact that even being aware of why you're here this lifetime. Like, I don't remember my mom ever talking about lifetimes. She's a pretty aware person, but we're all here for something bigger this time.
Well, and to even round that out even bigger, the reason is pretty clear. Our mothers were living under a stronger patriarchy than we are now. They fought that energy wave. Whether they were on the front line of that women's movement or they were just dealing with the overbearing husband at home,
Right.
they were fighting that for us. So that we were raised with much less, still a lot, but much less. Like we could have bank accounts.
Yes, we could
Mother
buy a house on our own. We could have a credit card. Imagine that. Yes.
Mom couldn't have a credit card at the beginning of her life, in her early times, in her 20s, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, we just maybe take that for granted. And I think maybe even our kids don't even quite grok that.
Yeah.
So now that we've all been raised, this generation where we had a lot of less of that bullshit, this is now where we're all like, okay, well, we all have collective power. Let's heal the world. Like we're on the job in one generation.
I know. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. Yeah.
Yes. And now what I think is important is that we all organize together, that we communicate, collaborate. That we give each other platforms, that we lift each other up to do what we're here to do, that it's like this beautiful undulating wave of energy where it goes, where, oh, you need help, let's send it this way. Oh, you need help, let's send it this way. Like, I'm excited about this. Like, this has become a big deal to me and trying to figure out a way to build some sort of platform that where everyone can come together and we can organize together on how to join forces, basically.
I love
Yeah.
that.
That's
So,
why Aquarius
would you,
worked there.
yeah, would you say then? Well, it sounds like it that these eclipses are with that
Launch pad.
launch pad. Ooh.
This is it. Like we're starting a brand new cycle. It's poetically, it's Aries. It's incredible that the nodes are lined up, that Chiron is in the mix, healing the wounded healer. Many of my clients will know how much I love to talk about Chiron, the wounded healer, and how important it is to heal, but also not to ever consider that healing ever ends, that you're always tending the wound, always because it's you need to keep the infection out. And once you have a wounding, a trauma wounding, it does alter you. So, I can go on and on, but I love, Chiron, my generation is having Chiron return right now. I've had mine this past year. I was born in 1971. So, if you were born between 1970 and 72-ish, you have Chiron in Aries, and this is the Chiron return of our generation where we are full circle. Now it's that check-in. You've been through some shit. Time to check in and see, get thyself healed. Now it's time. If you're not in therapy or you're not doing anything to heal from 51-ish years of all this, it's time. And everybody knows that who they are because I know everybody I talked to who was my age, they were in it. They didn't know it was Chiron return, but they were all doing it. So that gave me a lot of faith and hope that, there's a lot of people plugged in right now doing the work. And I don't want to exclude men either. I don't have very many male clients, so I can't speak a whole lot to what's going on there, but I obviously we're all in this. We're all having this Chiron time right now.
When I first started, I had maybe one male client.
Yeah.
I have probably one male client a week now.
Oh, I'm
So,
so
I mean,
glad.
it's definitely picking up. I can
Yeah.
definitely see it increasing.
Good, good. Well, let me wrench myself back to the chart. I'm getting carried away. I'm just so excited. Okay, so let me offer a few more tidbits about this eclipse. I did read, if anybody has heard of the Astro Twins, they're identical twin astrologers. I love them. They're calling this the Chiron eclipse, and they're saying it's the impact of collective rage, authoritarianism, and the embattled existence under which many are living will be clear. Humanity will be faced with a choice. We either lay down our swords and negotiate, or exacerbate war wounds and continue to destroy each other and fight to the death.
Wow.
So
Talk
that's
about powerful.
obviously powerful. I wanted to quote them because I felt like that I could not say it better. I'm getting chills again. I think that we're going into like we're shifting into another, I don't know, a lot of people say dimension, a lot of people say timeline, a lot of people say the new earth. Like I'm uncomfortable with knowing. I don't know. And I've got too much of this Aquarian thing that I just can't just believe, you know. But I think that we can't deny that we're all feeling something shifting.
Yeah.
So my job as an astrologer is to now say, okay, how can this work for you? You know, I could spend a lot of time fear-mongering, but that's all over TikTok, and there's lots of eclipse fear-mongering going on right now. I guess this is because of this war theme is my best guess. It's all the Aries stuff. But I just don't think that's helpful. I feel like think of like the launch, like I said, launch pad of like the shuttle that goes out into space, like all that fire, like that you see that, oh my gosh, those built a billowing fire that comes up at Cape Canaveral under the whatever they are that they're launching, like that's the energy. So
Wow.
is that for you? You're launching a whole new you into it into this, you know, shifted time and space that we're finding ourselves in. And you know, there definitely are threats on the horizon politically for many of us that feel, you know, are tuned into that stuff. I'm really fighting against fear right now. But man, I just to say the recent showing up of the president Biden new energy. I don't know exactly how to say it, but he was like rah rah, you know, he was this energy of I'm going to fight for what's right for all of us. And it shifted me a little. And we need that. We need him to keep that energy going, you know.
Yes.
But just as an example, I never want to step on anybody's political leanings, but you know, it is a very good example in the sense that we are kind of fighting a battle of good and evil right now.
Oh, and I think that's pretty clear about our country. You know, we're really heading toward, this could be the end of our democracy.
It really could.
You know,
They
really
just
could.
want to
Clearly,
retire.
you know me and eternal optimist. I don't believe that's happening, but I still we need a wake-up call because
Well, we all have to,
we didn't quite get it. We didn't get it the first time Trump was, elected and
No,
stuff.
and I'll never forget when you and I sat there that day. And remember, I sat there having sushi with you, and I said, Renee, this is needed. I hate it too, but we need this. Our collective needs this to kick us in the ass, you know.
Yes.
And it worked. We saw Me Too. We saw all kinds of things starting to break loose, right, from that. But do we need another 4 years? I really, really,
No,
really
we don't, Deb. We don't.
I really hope we can avoid total disaster
Yes.
with, you know, because who knows what that would light off as far as just, you know, we saw the protests. I was part of a protest last time. So, like, I saw with my own eyes what happened last time he won. So, you know, I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to stay personal. I mean, I have a vote, sure. But mostly, I can only have power over my own frequencies and vibrations and energy. I only have my own. So I instead am looking at this optimistic new rebooting of humanity that will Yeah, wake up everyone that there is a battle to be fought here. There are battles being fought, and you've got to make a decision and decide where you're going to be and where you're going to put your energy.
And just like we were talking earlier about our daughters or this younger generation not really understanding what we've gone through as women to get where we are now, I'm going to be the first to admit I didn't have an understanding of our country and all the struggle that we got through went through to be to the point that we are. And I took it for granted. And I'm sure millions and millions of other people have too.
I feel like the one thing that tethered me was this history degree in women's history and that I have, that it's always I've always known. Like, I was screaming about the patriarchy in 1991. I remember being on a stage and some dramatic thing saying, "Fuck the patriarchy," you know, like, so for me, I think, and some other women, like, it's been there all along, but you know, I think that it's so weird and creepy that, you know, we just hit the 100-year mark on women being able to vote, and there are actual candidates out there talking about taking it away.
I
Like, I
know.
know that there are real candidates actually saying this shit. So that I got no words. Like, we just got to wake up. We got to be aware that it's our time to fight for ourselves, and we can use this energy of but we can use this energy of war. But we don't have to be violent, and we don't have to go out and kill people. We've got to flip it on its head, because we don't want to just reinstall the same old, like Barbie. They installed the female government, and then all the Kens were out. Like, we can't do that.
Right.
That's not the answer. We've got to come in with our healing arms to try to heal what's sick and toxic that allows us to get into the state that we're in now.
Well, and it sounds like these eclipses are about us really stepping into our power. You know,
Yes,
we let's admit it, we all play small. We all play small. And this is our opportunity, like you're saying, to use those rocket boosters to take us to the next level.
Get on your own rocket, get on your own launch pad, and use this eclipse season to fuel you. Use the Mercury retrograde to go into your inside and really excavate. You know, it's going to be a brand new soul, you know, a zodiacal year starting. Like, you can think of it as a new year, you know, on the equinox, and you can start to excavate during Mercury retrograde. Let me tell you, that lasts from April 1st to the 25th, and let that assist us in figuring out where we're going next, you know, getting our details in order, getting our plans together. You know, if you have something you want to launch around April 8th on the eclipse, be prepared. Do your homework. Get the business plan together, or get the meeting on the calendar, or start the social media campaign, or hire someone to do social media. I've been really plugging that strongly with everyone, that social media, you can't ignore it. I don't know if there's anyone, I know there are people in our generation who are trying to launch things without social media, and I just don't think that's going to work much longer. And so I'm trying to say, go to a class, or hire a young Gen Z or millennial social media professional. They're out there. Give them a job. Get them in on your vision. You know, reach into the younger generations. Get them to believe in what you have to offer. Collaborate with younger influencers. You know, it's out there for us, but we can't pretend like we're too old, or we're too busy, or too bothered to, like, really understand that this is the future of getting engagement into whatever it is you're trying to heal, you know.
It reminds me of when texting first came out. When was that? I don't know, 20 years ago. And my mom would still call my boys and, you know, want to talk on the phone. And they don't want to talk. That's not how you communicate with that. And I remember her saying, "How do I communicate with them now?" And I said, "You got to text." So she started texting and they kept the relationship. But if she would have said, "No, I'm never going to text," those relationships would have broken.
Oh, what a great example, and what a tragedy that would be. I mean, I hate to say it, but that is the situation with my dad and my kids. You know, my dad is starting texting just this year. So, you know, but the kids would have texted with him back when they were in high school, but he just had us this, but he's silent generation. He's 84. Like, you know, we don't need to be repeating that. Like we know better, you know? So yeah, launch, 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 reboot, reboot, reboot. Be prepared for battle, but let's do it with love and compassion and empathy. Let's not pick up swords, you know, that there will be people doing that because that's just their language, but there are other ways to fight for what you believe in and fight for your place in the collective and fight for what's right for everyone. There are methodologies to be involved in that battle and that fight that aren't warlike, I guess I'm saying, you know. So, okay. So yeah, it's exciting. Let's stay optimistic. Let's stay upbeat. Don't let, you know, if you see the world's going to end on April 8th, just keep going and say, yeah, maybe the old world is ending, but man, I got a brand new world I'm going to begin. You know, just flip the energy around because that fear stuff, that just doesn't help. You know, we want everyone excited. We don't
And
want everyone afraid.
fear is one of the lowest vibing energies.
I
So
know.
here we are, if we're talking from an energy perspective, we're on fear, the lowest, one of the lowest ones you can, or optimism, one of the highest ones you can. So choose your choice.
I mean, and you got to match, your intention and your energy has to match that. So you got to bring yourself up. However you go do it, you know, if it might, you know, the sun is coming out again. Like, let's get out there and get in the sun, start planting things in the ground, like, and then just really lean into the season this year. And so that we can all be a part of what's trying to grow, what's trying to come out, you know, in a very positive way, so that by November we don't need that. I guess that's the big thing, right? We don't want to need another 4 years of that. Like, let's get our shit
This
together,
spring,
people.
let's start getting our shit together. This spring, this is our opportunity. Let's plan ahead here.
And we're you know, the one thing about democracy is we are all interdependent. We are dependent on each other to make this go well. So we're yoked together in this journey as Americans, you know. So yeah. So all right, there's a, you know, another thing that's big happening after all of this. A couple biggish things. April 10th, we have a Mars conjunct Saturn. A Mars conjunct Saturn can be an intense energy, can feel pressing, but also igniting at the same time. Saturn's kind of like pressing on you, and Mars is kind of like lighting the fire. So that's just a day to just put on your calendar, is like, you know, maybe it's a no bones day. If you know what I'm talking about, do you know what I'm talking about? So you have to be on TikTok to know what I'm talking about, a no bones. Or maybe it is a bones day because you're just going to take it on and say, no, I got this thing by the handles, and you know, I'm riding the Bronco today. That's it could be that day for you know, but it is in Pisces, so it could be emotional, could not be in a way that you want to feel it with Pisces. You
And
know,
that's
it
2 days
may be
after the solar eclipse then.
yeah. So then April 20th, 10 days later, we've got one of the bigger transits of the year, which is Jupiter conjunct Uranus. I talked a lot about this. This is kind of one of the big events this year. So I'll break down the energy. You know, Uranus is sudden change, revolution, things that kind of come out of left field, ideas that are why can't I speak? Ideas that are unconventional, It rules scientific invention. It rules electricity. It rules that level of electric connection. It's also very othered energy, like that's brand new information, like genius level information. So that's happening, and that has been happening in Taurus for a while. We've been seeing that Uranus in Taurus has brought us a lot of weather, unexpected weather, and a lot of invention that, in technology that is going to help the planet, which is great. Jupiter just is a big magnifying glass. It just goes, whoa, you're now a million times bigger than you were. So it's going to just amplify that energy. So, that could look a lot of different ways. Speaking positively, we might get some brand new technology that's going to help everyone. That would be awesome. But what that's going to look like in your chart depends on where Taurus is in your chart. So if you have access to your chart, look up around 22, 21 degrees Taurus. That's right on my ascendant, by the way. 21
Oh,
the degree. That means Jupiter, Uranus is finally moving out of my 12th house, and maybe I'll stop having ridiculous dreams. But yeah, so wherever you have Taurus, like just, that could be something surprising coming to you. Could be an opportunity. Taurus is also money and valuable. So maybe you win money or maybe you get money. Like could be a lot of different things. It's going to surprise you, but it could, there's nothing saying it isn't a fabulous surprise. So we'll focus on that.
yes.
Okay, so then, and then lastly, on May 25th, Jupiter is going to be exiting Taurus and entering Gemini. So all the Gemini, yay for us. Yay, Geminis, because Jupiter in your sign is great. Especially if you're aligned. If your identity is aligned, you know who you are, you're not, faking it in any part of your life, you're being authentic, then Jupiter's just going to bless the F out of you. You're going to have opportunities, you're going to feel more buoyant. This is every 12 years. So it's been 12 years since you had this, Geminis.
And it
And
just happens to be falling a week or two before my 60th birthday.
exactly. So, go big. Do
Yeah.
something spectacular for your birthday. All of you Geminis, like this is opening up a 12-month cycle with Jupiter moving through your sign. And if you're like Renee, which a lot of people who are turning 60 this year, along with you, will have a lot of Gemini just like you.
Yes.
it's a time to just be in catch mode. You don't want to be looking backward anymore. You got to have all that figured out because you want to be like, okay, I'm ready. How I talk about Jupiter transits is that you have a hot air balloon, beautiful hot air balloon with just the door is open. It's hovering outside your window. And it's like, jump in, loser. We're going to go have some fun. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to go and take an adventure. And yet you can be in your house looking at your dirty sink full of dishes or looking at, the stuff that you need to put away or your, God forbid, the chair that has all the laundry piled on it that, we all have. And you wouldn't be looking out the window and you would miss this beautiful adventure. So either learn how to just not give a fuck about the laundry or get it all done so that you're not distracted. And like I said, that's a year. So you're going to have time. That hovering of that will be out there for a while. So, but metaphorically speaking, that's the way Jupiter is. You get kicking past you right on by, and you just weren't aligned,
Yeah.
And at worst case, if you're not aligned, Jupiter can sometimes grow things in your life that aren't good because it's whatever trajectory you're on. And if you're not on a very good trajectory, Jupiter's going to make that bigger. So that's the wisdom of working with Jupiter. Like, you got to be aware of that. Jupiter, it's a loaded, it's loaded, it's gonna go big somewhere. So you want to be aligned to the right frequency, of your life and your soul to be able to fully reap the benefits of it. And that's true of all transits. That's what I tell everyone, you're gonna have the transit regardless, And this is also not to say that alignment looks like happy, happy, running in the fields, at joy, joy. Those are emotions. Alignment isn't, I'm blissfully happy. It's not, because we're only blissfully happy occasionally.
Right.
What I'm talking about is different than that. It's alignment, meaning you are not faking it. You're aware of who you are and what you have to offer, and only you know how that really feels in your body and in your consciousness to feel aligned. So whatever that is, get there. And you can stay there,
Oh, yeah.
even when you have a bad day, even when shit goes wrong, and you might lose a little bit of vibrate, like, you might feel sad, but you're gonna have emotions. Doesn't mean you lose alignment. Because a lot of times when we get into alignment, we do lose things. We lose things that don't fit in that world anymore. We
We
do. And it
do.
can feel like, whoa, everything's just gone. But, it's all about the chipping away of what isn't you.
Well, and
And
I
then you
think
can
that
build
some
it up.
people don't understand that when you get in alignment, when you're in your flow, and that's where you are your most powerful.
Yes.
And I get calls all the time, Renee, I'm doing my meditating. I feel good. I'm in the right place at the right time. But all of this stuff is crumbling around me in my life. It's because
Not
you've
in
outgrown
alignment.
it. You've
Yeah.
outgrown, your energy is out vibing it, and it's
And
going away.
you can be in alignment without any practice of
Yes.
sitting still sometimes isn't your thing. It's not my thing. Sometimes I just get aligned by searching things on the internet that align with me, and they kind of, there's no one way. It doesn't look like any
No,
type
it's
of way for
different for
everyone.
every single person.
Yeah,
Agreed.
because you
Yep.
can have the best yoga practice in the world and still your life is a mess.
Yes.
Because
So
that
true.
doesn't mean anything. It's alignment just means that you have integrity with soul and purpose. That's it.
Yep.
And that means being true to yourself. That means honoring yourself, having healthy boundaries, which healthy boundaries can cause a little chaos in your life. If you're suddenly saying no to something that you used to say yes to, you're going to get pushback. Be
Yeah.
prepared for that. That doesn't mean that you're getting thrown out. No, you're getting thrown in more. It's confusing because I think we've gotten, maybe over the New Age movement, we got used to thinking that alignment is like some kind of kumbaya thing. And it's
We forget
not.
that we're human. We're human, and we came here to be human. And I think often we really try to get to the spiritual spot, and is that fun? Yeah, I'll admit it. I love to do that too. But we're really here to have the human experience. And
Yeah,
don't
it's the
miss
whole
out on
chop
that
wood.
wonderful human
Yeah.
experience while you're here.
Yeah, it's the chop wood, carry water in Buddhism, where they
Yeah,
say
100%.
before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water.
I say that all the time. Of course,
I learned that from
you would be
years
saying
ago.
that.
I love that. I have to remind, and sometimes it's like, oh, it's boring. But sometimes, you don't want, you got to let the boring times come and too,
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that's the energy of being in tune and in alignment just means that you're riding the waves of being human into the way that you can still breathe, you can still see, you're not getting dragged under, you're not getting tossed by and hit by rocks, like you're riding the wave like a surfer. That's what it is. So, but
But we'll
again,
get lots of practice, this spring. That's
yeah,
for
I mean, I
sure.
think right now, why another reason why these clusterfuck moments in astrology, I think, can feel strange is because, speaking of, being human, a lot of the energy coming at us is concentrated. So, that's why it can feel strange. It's not balanced around the whole wheel. It's all clustered. So, that means that, like, for example, You have Leo rising, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I know you have Taurus on your midheaven. So this is your ninth house is Aries, I would believe, I think, Renee.
Yes.
That's your house of higher mind, of ascension, of breaking through into the clouds. That is the Jupiter house. So that's where all this stuff is happening for you, which is lucky you.
Yeah.
For me, it's on the 11th house, which is the house of my group, my tribe, my community. Boy, I've been sweating it hard for our community this year, I can say. Like right now, I'm literally in a sweat over this, like wanting to be a cheerleader, wanting to help people launch, wanting to give everyone the tools they need to like do the thing they've been wanting to do and get out of their own way. I'm so in this game right now. That's where my chart is getting hit by all of this energy. So again, look at your chart. Where is Aries? If then just do some simple Googling. What's the 12th house? What's the fifth house? It's all out there. It's also on my website.
Your
DeborahNorton.com.
website, DeborahNorton.com.
Have a learning tab. You can click and you can go through all the signs and all the houses and all the planets. But sometimes you just want to Google something quick, and so find out where is this happening for me. That'll help you get a little bit more focus around it. And of course, if you want a reading, I'm always available. You can also book my readings on my website, and
And you have a new package that could you tell us about this, the package too?
I do. I've started seasonal reading packages
I
because
love this idea.
I like the idea of what we're doing,
Yeah.
seasonal, but this would be just for you. So it's basically building off what we're doing on the podcast and saying, no, just for you, this is what's happening in this season. And so I've had a few people sign on. It's so much fun for me now because now, oh, we're in this boat together for a year. That means I'm taking tons of notes. I'm really paying attention because I'm going to revisit all of the things you told me in the first reading at the next reading. So we're going to build off of it each time and set intentions and set goals in the way that you can most maximize the potential of whatever is happening in your chart that season, so that you can it can you know I can't do that in a natal reading. There's no you know that takes time. So, that's where I'm feeling like, ooh, now we're getting somewhere. Like I want to work with people ongoing, so
Yes.
at some point you're going to be able to fly because you'll know your chart so well that you'll know what to look for. And, I mean, I'm
Well,
never
and
going to
when
abandon you, but you don't
I
necessarily have to see an astrologer 4 times a year for the rest of your life. There can be a point where you're like, oh, I'm getting it and I know how to look. And I'm all about that. I want to teach you how to read your own chart. Because I'm the whole teach the person to fish thing. This information, this knowledge and wisdom of astrology, that this has been on this planet for thousands of years, and it's available to all of us. You should be able to do that for yourself if you want to,
And I
So
think that after working with you for, well, working closely, together for about 3 years, but then regularly having readings with you and working with you for 10 years, I understand the cycles of my life. Where before I might have been right at this moment coming into 60th birthday and all of the stuff happening in spring, I might have been freaking out a little bit, but I'm not. Because I understand the cycles of my life now and I can kind of ride them like a wave. Thanks to you for really helping me understand that. So I'm so glad you're offering this so other people can get it too.
So it's a thing now. Just you find my chart on my website. You'll see. Oh gosh, now I'm gonna. I don't know what to tell you. Hold on. Let me click on my website quickly. Subscriptions.
Subscription. Okay, great.
Click
And
on subscriptions.
you're doing a couple other super cool things too. You have an Eris class coming up on April 18th. I'll put a link to that in the show
Oh boy,
notes.
yeah.
I am not
Yes, so
familiar with Eris, but I know you're in love. This is what is this like your favorite
my
planet?
passion.
Your
This is my passion.
passion.
My astrological passion is Aries, the new planet that was discovered in 2005. Some of my clients will know about it because I tell them if they've got a, a good connection to Eris in their chart, I always tell them about it because it's so cool. So yes, I'm doing a class on Eris, and this is being offered through a prior teacher of mine. Her name's Andrea Gertz. Again, this will be a link in the show notes. She is an amazing astrologer. We've just reconnected. She has a school, so I'm going to be teaching that class. And then I'm going to also be teaching a class on May 1st on astrocartography, which
Yeah.
is really cool. Which is basically the map that your chart is sort of laid over the globe of the Earth, and you see where the lines fall on the Earth, and it tells you where on the planet the energy of that, area of your chart inhabits. So
Yeah,
you can
you
find
did
out.
this. Yeah, you did this for me. I don't know, about a year and a half ago when you came up to visit me in Bozeman. And of course, this is where I am supposed to be. You know,
Of
this
course.
is a high-vibing place for me. But I
Yes.
just had a get together with some girlfriends over the weekend, and we had all had this done. And as we're talking about everybody being drawn to Bozeman right now, all of them, all of their chart were highest vibing right here. Is that the
Get thee
cool
to
thing?
Bozeman, right? Yeah. Well, I'm sitting on my Jupiter line in Lane County, Oregon. Like, I didn't, I've been playing around with Asher cartography for many years. But recently it came to my attention that people are kind of excited about it. So I was like, well, why don't I start, offering these readings? So I'm also going to start offering astrocartography readings. I'm not quite there yet, but I will be probably this summer. And I will definitely need a couple of volunteers. That's a free reading. But there is a requirement. I would like it to be people who have moved around a lot. So if you've lived in the same place your whole life, bless you. That's not going to be what I really need to kind of polish up this type of reading. The more people have been in different parts of the globe, the better. Even other countries, that even better. Even if you've gone on vacation, because see, we can time things like you were here during these years, and this transit was happening in this part of the world. Maybe you were actually visiting that part of the world just because you felt a pull there. So
Well,
that's the kind of thing that
that's
could be
really
fun.
cool. When I turned 50, I went to another astrologer before I met you, and
Okay.
and I had her say where would be the best place on the planet to turn 50 based on my chart. So that was a really cool thing. It just happened to be in Hawaii for me, so I went to Hawaii for my 50th
I
birthday.
love that. Yeah, that's actually true. You can say, yeah, where should I go?
Yeah.
So yeah, so that, I will probably make that announcement again on our next podcast for summer, and then I'll let take some volunteers right after
Okay,
that.
that
So
sounds great.
if you feel like that is something you're interested in, just give it some thought. But there's still time, to put, put your name in the hat.
And that
How does
class is on May 8th. Once again, or excuse me,
May
May
1st?
1st, and I'll put a link in the show notes. And if I didn't mention it yet, your podcast, your Cosmic Disruptions podcast, it's fabulous. I listened to the first Taylor Swift episode and I finally got around to the second Taylor Swift episode. It's so fun, so fascinating. I loved it.
Yeah, the Taylor Swift episodes have done quite well. We have been on a brief hiatus. I'm so sorry to anyone that people were at my readings and saying, "Oh, when's your podcast coming back?" And I was like, "You're listening?" I'm so sorry. We are on a hiatus just because life, and my sister's daughter's getting married and she's up to here with wedding plans, but we did record. We have the next one recorded. And it's all about the School of Human Design. Now, this is a
Fascinating.
whole nother way of understanding yourself that I am now learning because I do eventually want to be able to offer human design readings. That's, I got some learning to do, so that's probably a year away. But I just started exploring it, and we kind of dive into the deep end on the podcast, and I tell my sister, about herself, and it's good. I got a lot of editing to do though, so because life. So I didn't get it out tonight, but it hopefully will be up next Friday, which would be, I guess this is going to air on Monday, so it'll be the next Friday.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed I get that done and out there because we have a blast doing it. And we would just love to grow that community. and have guests on and all of it. So yeah, thanks so
love
much for mentioning it.
it. Thank you, Deb. Really, every single time I learn something so new, and we really needed this one to understand what's happening this spring. There's a lot going on.
Keep your eyes open. Don't be hiding from this. Make sure you're ready to launch.
Ready to launch. Got it.
Yep.
All right. Thank you,
Yeah.
everybody, for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.